Design Living, the artist's impression of interior design. In interior design, the main role of the design studio is to perfectly interpret the client's vision. Every interior is a dreamland for lovers of this unique profession. Resolving questions about material types, color combinations, surface variations, and shapes are dominant features. For some, it ends up being a hobby. For others, a full-time job. It is not about shaping your own imagination in visualizations with subsequent consideration for the client's place. It is about building a relationship, high-level communication, and the art of seeing the world through the eyes of a client. British designer and CEO Rob Lessman reveals his recipe for success. Rob Lessman founded interior design studio Designed Living in 2015. The studio combines essential 21st century elements with timeless original style to design interiors that are both luxurious and comfortable. Rob's style is primarily based on simplicity and functionality combined with modern Italian elements. In his own words, a designer is an artist who must always have plenty of inspiration and original ideas with clever solutions. Rob mostly encounters inspirational stimuli when traveling. I get inspired by a visit to a design hotel or a dinner at a tasting restaurant. Design is all around me. I just choose the elements that I will use in my work sooner or later. I'm fascinated by how diverse design is around the world. Sometimes occasioned by nature, he says with enthusiasm. Personal preferences are swept aside. We have to focus as much as possible, listen perfectly, and create a relationship with the client. It is like a symbiosis. In today's age of social media, we can find inspiration at every turn. Pinterest, Instagram, or design AR apps, there is a wide range of options available to people, allowing them to furnish their interiors to their own taste. A visit to a designer or studio is then a sign that the client is serious, knows what he wants and how to achieve it. Our customers want to create something unique, unrepeatable and distinctive, in short, an identity, something that suits their personality, lifestyle and specific space, adds Rob. When creating designs, a professional must first get to know their client thoroughly and empathize with their tastes. Our designs perfectly reflect our client's expectations and specific needs. Personal preferences don't matter. It's a self-learning process that means we don't tend to stereotype. We are constantly pushing our boundaries forward. Over the years of practice, I know what to ask my clients, where they work, how and where they spend most of their time, how they relax, whether they play sports, their family background. It's extremely important to get a close-up picture of their lives, Rob explains, reiterating the importance of getting to know each other. The very first meeting with a client will determine whether the collaboration will work. A designer without empathy and understanding can never do his job well. Designed Living uses the latest technology to create designs that match the client's ideas. This ensures that potential mistakes and misunderstandings are avoided early on in the interior design process. In my work, the relationship with the client is key. If there is no chemistry, we will never be honest with each other and understand each other. Part of any relationship, even a working one, is trust, which is never assumed but achieved. Most of my clients have turned into personal friends, and I appreciate that very much, he adds. Perfect communication is key. Another prerequisite for a successful designer is communication. Client contact is primary. The other side that no one sees is communication with external suppliers. It's perhaps the most important part of ensuring the project runs smoothly and stays on schedule. This is an essential element of team building. Just as we need to understand our client, the contractor needs to understand the designer. We've been through a number of projects where there have been issues with communication, misunderstanding, and poorly done work. After years of experience, We figured out a way to avoid potential problems, and that's a huge relief, laughs Rob in reminiscence. Technistone delivers the quality required, and the choice of color palette is very wide. We have used it in many of our projects. Quartz in general is a very popular material that I prefer for kitchen projects. Despite occasional setbacks viewed objectively, Rob loves his work. I get to be creative in so many ways. The enthusiasm gets me out of bed every morning. I motivate myself and my team to keep pushing the boundaries. What I love most about our work is that we help people turn their dreams of the perfect home into reality. It's always worth it to see the look on their face when they see their new home.